a funeral procession in April of this year in the Adamiya neighborhood of eastern Baghdad. The U.S. commander in the area, Colonel Tom Vail, says Iraqi and U.S. forces have cordoned off a portion of Adamiya to rid it of what he termed murderers, kidnappers, and terrorists. He says now there is other work to do.
Our leaders have met with the local officials to determine requirements for security and services, and we're concentrating on trash and debris removal, power generation, and medical support. In addition, our civil affairs teams are assisting with the reopening of shops and stores.
But violence elsewhere in the Iraqi capital continues unabated. Fresh destruction in the al-Mustansiriya neighborhood in eastern Baghdad resembles that of al-Qahira, which resembles yet another neighborhood, al-Hartiya, in western Baghdad.
Two cars were parked here, and when the Iraqi police patrol car passed, they exploded, and lots of innocent people were killed.
Colonel Vail says U.S. and Iraqi forces have deployed substantial resources to get the violence under control.
You know, you exercise combat power in one area, and then what about the other area? The way we get around that is that we have presence throughout Baghdad, and we have presence throughout East Baghdad. 34 battalions, 8,000 police, 42 police stations, transition teams with every battalion.
President Bush Thursday described Iraqi insurgents as enemies of liberty who are linked to al-Qaeda terrorists and Hezbollah militants.
The unifying feature of this movement, the link that spans sectarian divisions and local grievances, is the rigid conviction that free societies are a threat to their twisted view of Islam.
But some analysts say the president's approach is too simplistic. Fareed Zakaria is editor of Newsweek International magazine.
The central strategic flaw, it seems to me, is to think of all these groups as united. They are not, and we should be exploiting the differences, not lumping them all together.
Much of the violence in Baghdad involves sectarian killing between Shia and Sunni Muslims. Colonel Tom Vail says terrorists and common criminals complicate the picture.
Al-Qaeda is one of our threats. Extremist groups on any religion. We have extremist groups that are taking full advantage through intimidation to extort individuals for money and for power, and then to try to disrupt the new government. And then lastly, we have just the common criminals. We have gangs and criminal activity that goes on, and they're violating the rule of law.
The Pentagon's latest quarterly report to the U.S. Congress says the current violence in Iraq is not a civil war, but notes that conditions for such a conflict exist. An Iraqi government report says 769 civilians were killed in August. More than 1,000 died in July. Peter Kadinsky, VOA News.